Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody. Welcome live from Chicago. It is the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. All things sports medicine, fitness, wellness, brought to you by Global Schoolwear. School uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, Right Fit, Sports, Fitness, Wellness, and Lower Extremity Review and MVP Parents magazines. Quick shout out, letting everybody know, again, we're excited about being with Bruce Merrin's Speakers Bureau. You can go to his site. Bruce Merrin, celebrity speakers. The guy's a legend, and we'll be excited to be rolling with him. We've got a great doubleheader today. A couple of my favorite guests, Noah Perlis. The man's a senior competitive sprinter runner. He's also the executive director of Nonprofit Resources Limited, St. John's University Law. He's returning along with Donna Fadiagato. She's a holistic nutrition, fitness, and lifestyle coach with her best-selling children's health and nutrition books, Bucky and Daisy's Moody Adventures. Then the sports doctor is in with some emails. First, Noah Perlis, welcome back to the sports doctor.
Thank you, Dr. Bob. I'm thrilled to be here. And even though it took you a year to get me back, let's go for it.
Hey, you know, I want to talk to you about your world. Let's talk about your sprinter's world and your history as a competitive runner as a senior.
Well, I'd be happy to share a little bit more from a year ago, but I also like to get a few points in that I think your audience would love to hear that applies to them from my experience and observations, because I've been involved and since I got back into it from high school and college. I took a 10-year break, and at the age of 30, I discovered this whole world of people able to compete at they call master's level, and we're competing and recreation as well. It's not just super competitive in 5-year age groups, and it's been a lot of fun. It gets you back into activity and health, and in my case, I became competitive again. It took slowly many years, joined a team, great camaraderie, and able to go to events and meets, relays, and culminated, I think, 3 years ago. I finally was able to form a relay, and we set a world record by age group, age 70, and we're hopefully getting ready to break it again. So we can age, but we can still perform, and it keeps us young, and takes a lot of stress off mentally to do this. But I want to share, hopefully, my observations to help some of your audience understand they could be part of this. It is not only for the super elite.
No. People, whether they are involved in the world of golf and tennis, whatever it happens to be, as they get older, they're participating, they're runners, they're joggers. There's no doubt about it that they're taking part at these levels. But you're unique, my friend. We don't see many competitive sprinters in their 70s. Number one, not staying away from getting hurt and having problems. But number two, being a world record holder, we're honored to have you on in that. So you've been a runner all these years. You are very involved in the nonprofit world and the charity world, where you really lend a lot of your expertise, including some of these particular topics, and to a lot of organizations, don't you?
I do that. It's a passion now. I'm able to take my business experience and observations and mentor many groups and people. And we've had many conversations. And thank goodness that you're also interested in charities and you do what you can. Just like last week, you were able to give attention to the Wild Run in Poland, which is a wonderful thing. Virtually, people can get out as one of the new methods, especially with COVID. Virtual events are accepted now, and everyone can go at their own pace. Get out, get fresh air, exercise for a good purpose.
Yes.
And I
yes.
Lord, you for
talk
doing
about
that.
Great causes, again, where they're talking about the protection of the environment and the protection of animals and their species. And they use their walk-run activity to raise funds to be able to do these things. It's just, you know, a whole great idea. And again, there are many, many businesses, many organizations that are looking to spread the word. And the idea of being able to use some of these fitness activities is a great addition to, again, this whole fitness. And, of course, on the sports doctor, we're trying to stay out of trouble, prevent injury, as well as enhance performance. Everybody, you're listening to the sports doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Wild, sports podiatrist. If you go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com, if you go to radio shows, you can go back years. Listen to whatever you would like. International guests, national guests, local guests. We're very active in the information world, both on LinkedIn as well as Twitter, at SportsDoc, D-O-C. With Twitter, we're talking with Noah Perlis, and he is, again, a retired attorney. He works with many different organizations and groups. I understand the world of art is a big part of your world, Noah.
I've done that for a number of years, having had galleries in New York City a few years ago, and I like to help up-and-coming artists, and now I'm using the art to help many nonprofits as well by getting ready to do online virtual auctions, and all the profit goes to different charities. So that's important to me, and I've developed that expertise. But it's you know, only part of what I do to just give myself motivation every day to get up and whether it's, you know, looking forward to running or helping people or mentoring, just like you do, Bob. You're one of the most positive guys I know, and you do it day in, day out, and it's great.
You
and
know,
I want to challenge you, Dr. Bob. I've got a personal challenge you, Dr. Bob. Okay, I've been listening to your shows since last year, and you've been remiss. There's one person that has not been interviewed that is available with a great history, and I'm willing to do it for you, but I'm just an amateur. I think you should get a professional in, like Lindsay Berra, and interview Dr. Bob. You should be the guest interview, and we should do an interview for you and all the things you've done to help people. And
I'm very excited to be part of that world, Noah. You know, I'm a guest on many shows. I do special segments. My segments are almost always called The Sports Doctor Is In, where I'm answering questions, talking to an organization, sharing some of my experiences in the endless world of the sports doctor. You know, you talk about, doing what you do. You want to feel good. You want to get up. You want to be productive. The mental game, as everybody knows who listens to the sports doctor, even though I'm a sports podiatrist, the mental game's a big deal with us. Whether you are a world champion, whether you are the parents of talented kids, whether you're coaching some of these teams or kids, whether you're trying to stay on your program of losing weight, whether you're trying to continue to show up, exercise, and try to feel good, the mental side is gigantic. And like you and I know have spoken about numerous times, the pandemic has multiplied times 100 the mental stresses and these kinds of challenges. Every guest I have, wherever they are in the world, whatever their vocation is, they're talking about mental health and the challenges that have been so dramatic in some of these different areas. But I want to ask you about the world of competitive sprinting and some of what events do you and your teammates run, Noah?
Well, I want to share with the audience that, you know, we are competitive, but the world doesn't end and begin with competition at a very high level. And I want to share a secret that many people don't know about. My focus is on short sprints. I have no endurance. I never had any aerobic ability. That was not in my genes. So if I run up to a minute, that's my limit. But I do it very intensely. We train intensely. And as we get older, it's really redlining. We got to be careful because injuries are so easy to get.
This is a huge point you just made. Yes, this is huge. I just wrote an article about pickleball that was all over the country where we talked about
great article. I read it. Great article, Bob.
Yes. Your event of full blast sprinting, as we get older, is a tremendous challenge. And this is why we talk about it, from everything from are you in the right shoe and are you overdoing it? Gee, are you overdoing it? Pushing the envelope. Is a tremendous challenge, and people need to know that at those high levels, you got to be serious about taking care of your body and being in the kind of shape that will allow you to compete with the so you run like the 4x100, or you run
200? 200, I go down to 100 or 400. They go from 14 seconds to 65 or 90 seconds, 69 seconds, 70
yeah,
is my goal.
Know, again,
we want to run our age.
I don't want to brag. I don't want to brag about you, but the full
blast
running. Yeah, full blast running at those ages.
Well,
you one of them. You one out of a million. Who were some of your teammates on your championship team, Noah?
Well, that was my my secret in a way. We had to get four people together at a healthy at the age of 70 is a challenge by itself. And
right.
I was able to get three other people into New York, and we got the most incredible man in the world. He's a world-renowned master runner, and he anchored us. So we would have broken the record anyway if we averaged it, but he took us way down. Incredible. You know, Charles Ali of Pittsburgh, he's amazing, wonderful guy. And just to show you the example, we averaged, the goal in 400 as you age is to run your age. We're all 70. Three of us ran 69. He ran 59, sub 59, blew everyone away. And that, you know, just made us all, it was a highlight of our lives. We were just so excited. And we have a photo, four happy guys. And we hope to do it again. And that's the
yes,
one thing.
You know,
the
no,
age,
you said you were, you were excited about this event coming up in March in New York City, this national indoor champion, which is all sorts of different age groups. I think you mentioned to me that one of the gals won the 105-year-old age group.
The other day, a woman for the first time competed in a five-year age group. She was 105, and she did 100 meters, God bless her. No one cares about the time. You can do it. Now, I want to share a secret about the Masters coming up in New York. I want to invite your audience to come and look me up and say they heard me, and they came. It is not necessarily competitive. There are no standards. Anyone could come, and there's no qualifying. Come in, and there are different events, and you know, especially if you're within driving distance. You have a nice visit in New York. It's recovering now, and things are lively. But you can just go and
are
have
all
fun
indoor
at a national level.
Are these all indoor events, right?
In March, it's the Indoor National Masters Championship put on by USATF, which is a national organizing group that have meets locally and regionally around the country. And there are clubs people can join, which I want to share with them. You can join and find a running club. They're very low cost. You get coaching. You meet good people, camaraderie. You can go on relays. And you don't have to be competitive. It's for recreational runners only. Not only that, but you just go out and do your best to not stay home and be a couch potato. It's all good. Reduces anxiety, like you said. But the competition is fun. And that's the key as we age. We want to make it fun and relax. And
I think you have hit on something in your tremendous help and all. I call you a tremendous help in, quote, all things the sports doctor, unquote. My friend Noah Pearl is here. But your idea of these various companies, charities, and the museum, like when we were talking with Lindy Berra, Yogi's granddaughter, the sports writer, and whatever, where she was talking about some of her museum, her dad's museum events, and using the fitness world and health world as a great fundraiser or a great association with these kinds of things is, I got to give you credit, so that's a great idea.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I just was off the phone this week with Sean Slavin, one of your former guests, and she focuses on swimming. And she's a very accomplished person, teaching thousands of kids to swim, having teams. The ability to teach people, adults and young, and be on a team is so important to them to feel a sense of, you know, recognition and pride. And it's life, you know, giving to get them oriented to good values. So it just cuts across in so many ways, and you see that. But I want to caution people, to become active is great. They should not confuse athletic performance with good health. They need to have physicals, and they need to make sure there's nothing hidden there. Whether they're running, biking, swimming, walking, or playing pickleball, many adults ignore the regular exam, and that's not a good idea. And especially if they have symptoms starting with the feet up, which is your specialty, they shouldn't ignore chronic pain or injury and discomfort. There are remedies, and many people are doctor phobic. You know, they have white coat syndrome.
Well,
it's so important.
Various experts on in that exact topic. Again, it's another mental topic where we've had men's physicians, urologists, whatever, talk about the forever difficulty of getting men to go to the doctor, get checked. Prevention is such a big deal. I've always told people for a million years, women are a lot better patients than men are. you know, in so many different areas. But it's very, very important, especially if you're going to be running and jumping in any of these sports, whether you want to get into adult soccer. I have guys in adult hockey league, adult baseball. One of my favorite patients, he's a great, his band, the Cave Dwellers, Rick Sorcy. The guy was playing competitive baseball till 70 years old. So when we're going to get into that world, you have to pay big attention. Are you in the right shoe? What's your history? What's your biomechanics? Et cetera, to try to, again, you know, prevent injuries and in order, in many cases, like your great example, we're interested in enhancing performance by strengthening all areas of the body and paying big attention to things like alignment and structure, et cetera. And in your particular area, you know, you're part of the educational challenge, which is to get many of these seniors to pay big attention to something as simple as, hey, by the way, are you in the right shoe for the sports that you're involved in? So I'm adding you to the list of the educators, Noah.
Thank you, but I'm going to go one further. You know, just because we get older, we don't get wiser. I'm one good example. I'm excited today because I just got a new pair of orthotics. 20 years overdue, I got my new orthotics. I'm so excited to try them out, and they'll balance me, and they fit great.
Yeah, we're going to keep people appraised, yes, from the sports doctor personally, with our friend Noah here, paying attention again to trying to stay out of trouble. You know, so many lower extremity postural concerns, when they're persistent, are related to the role of the foot. Imagine someone with flat feet, someone the opposite might have very high arches, somebody might have leg length differences. And once you start pushing yourself, or increasing activity dramatically, we can start running into problems. So it's always a good idea to take a look at that. Noah, is there any particular website or information that people would go to find out more about your work?
Well, I try to keep it quiet, and I look for charities because I'm very selective on it. I'm not out there, you know, looking for people to find me, but I would ask people
so
to go
when
and,
we get some interest,
for...
I'll connect them to you.
That's fine. I'm happy to follow your leads. You're a great connector, one of the best networkers I've ever met. And people will come
and
on your show.
Hey, man, we have to have you back for your follow-up, see how we're doing in the orthotics. Noah Perlis, thank you so much for joining us. World of
thank
non-profit,
you, Dr. Bob.
Head of the sprinting. Hold on, Noah. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, Hey Sports Parents. Everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, everybody, live from Chicago. We are back. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. I want to welcome Donna Fatigato, returning. She's a holistic nutrition, fitness, and lifestyle coach with her best-selling children's books in that world of nutrition and fitness. Bucky and Daisy's Moody Adventures is going to be joining us. Donna, welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Thank you so much for having me again, Dr. Bob.
Give us some background. Donna is also an associate, the National Fitness Sports Hall of Fame member. She's so active, again, as a lifestyle coach. Give us some background, Donna, on you and leading into your children's books world.
Well, I did start teaching fitness classes when I was a senior in high school back 40 years ago. And
yeah, you and me both.
Journey, yeah, I know, right?
You're right.
I wish I would have known you then. We could have, you know, been on this journey together completely. But I'm glad that we did get to meet through the National Fitness Hall of Fame. You're a wonderful person and podiatrist. And I appreciate you having me on today. So anyway, so my journey was that I taught group fitness classes, then I went to personal training, then I went to being a nutritionist, and it just kept unfolding that this was going to be my calling in life. So when I was a senior in high school, I always drew these characters on my folders, and they were Bucky and Daisy. Now, I'm not an artist, but I came up with these characters. I drew them on all my folders. So later on in life, after working with so many people, hundreds of personal training clients, thousands of group fitness participants, I really felt the need to channel into our younger generation, because, as we all know, if our healthy habits start early, they're easier to continue throughout our lives. Yeah. So what I did was I came up with the book. And when I was done with this, I thought, Bucky and Daisy. All those years, I manifested Bucky and Daisy. Those are going to be the characters for this book. So I wrote the words, I wrote the story, and then I thought about Bucky and Daisy afterwards. So that's how it all came about.
Well, you know, Donna, for decades, one of the main features on the Sports Doctor has been the challenge of childhood obesity. We're still up to our ears with that challenge, let alone adult obesity, which contributes to so many nightmares, including COVID. And the challenge of getting the word out in a fun way to the kids is a tremendously important addition. And again, you know, any way you look at it, you know, and whether it's for their mental health as well as for their physical health, the idea is to have some fun. A couple of weeks ago, we had a breast surgeon, Dr. Helmer. She wrote the children's book involving, again, eating well in that regard. So this is a tremendous challenge. We are still treading water when it comes to how well we're doing as a society, let alone what the pandemic has done. In that regard. So tell us more about the focus of the your book series.
Well, last time you had me on the show, I did publish Bucky and Daisy's Moody Adventures, Discover Eating Healthy. I went ahead and republished it to make it cohesive with the other three books. So there's four books total, Eating Healthy, Exercise, Relaxation, and then Health and Wellness. Four separate stories, four separate messages, and exactly what you just said about the child obesity. We can get children to start, they're kind of like blank canvases, right? Until you start introducing them to flavors and healthy and colorful food to them, they may not want it. So if we can get them to start tasting the flavors and think about feeding them colorful food, we would just be so much better as a society.
Let alone your book, Donna, on relaxation. Again, this is a gigantic topic, the mental health side of everything that we've been blindsided with. And the idea of paying attention to this, where children become one of my favorite guests, Teresa Power, has sponsored for 5 years the International Kids Yoga Day. There must be 15 mm-hmm. countries and hundreds of thousands of kids one day sometime in April. And again, you know, introducing these kids to things that really, really can be very, very helpful. So the relaxation book and paying attention mentally, I think is extremely important.
Yes, yes, for sure. And in the relaxation book, I use some guided visual imagery for them to learn how to relax, as opposed to, okay, we're going to breathe in and out, which is so crucial, so important for them to learn that also. But being that this is an early childhood book, you know, up to about 8 years old, which I think that even, you know, older kids could really, would really enjoy this book and enjoy the message. But even
yeah,
at the end
that.
Of the book,
you know, got to get their parents. You got to get their parents to read it, Donna. You know what I mean?
I know. And in each book, I did include a parent's corner to help them. It's either, yes, I included a two-page parent's corner in each book that gives them either recipes or tips, exercises, whatever it may be. In the relaxation book, at the end of the book, you know, when they're done with this visual image guide, the Bucky and Daisy scream, "We feel great." Bucky and Daisy ask quietly to their parents, "Can we play again, please? It is fun to be still, imagine, and find peace." So every book has a message, a powerful message.
Well, your background, you know, we have featured on the Sports Doctor for decades, call it the word holistic, call it the world complementary, the word, the idea that there's a lot more than just taking a pill, getting an injection, or having surgery. In the side, many times, of American medicine, let alone the blending of mind-body. And again, when you started and you were paying attention to these things, and let alone nutrition, I would ask you how your sports psychology skills were. You know?
I know. You really... Yeah, that's a huge factor because it's trying to just trick the mind into, not even tricking the mind. It's more about looking at the longevity of your life and what kind of quality of life you want to live. I mean, everybody has their different why, but you know, in the bottom line, what kind of quality of life do you want to live through those chronological ages? I mean, it's really important to take care of your body and your mind. And nutrition is really 70%. I mean, exercise is crucial. It's very important for your organs, as you know. But, you know, nutrition is really
important.
Isn't
that amazing?
Isn't it amazing? It is.
You can't turn on TV for 5 minutes without seeing diet commercials. The mm-hmm. whole fast food world that we've all grown up around, and this amazing realization that new medicine is on the one hand to eat smarter, and on the other hand is to keep moving, to try to keep active, and going back to the old kinds of things. You know, the three meals a day in our diet was hell. In so many areas, we've had to be so much reeducated in a lot of different ways. Especially if you take a look at the world of sports, it's not a competitive team. at any level, it doesn't have big attention to nutrition and to the whole idea of sports nutrition. What's the best website people can find out about you and the books?
The children's books, DonnaFatigato.com, and then that will lead you to Q2Fit.com, which will you'll have all the other different things that I do, from corporate wellness to personal training to group fitness to nutritional counseling. So I just do an array full of events and services. So either DonnaFatigato.com or Q2Fit.com.
You know, it's interesting when you probably, again, got started, if you told people you're a lifestyle coach, they look at you like you're nuts, you know, let alone adding the idea of health and wellness to many companies and many organizations. A couple of decades ago, this was a tough sell. I would imagine that that's changed dramatically in your career when you're talking corporate wellness and group fitness. And that's amazing, Don. On the one hand, this is all great stuff. On the other hand, yeah, when you take a look at all the measurements, children or adults, on how we're doing, and we ain't doing that well at all.
Yes, I agree. And, you know, again, a lot of times come into factor. It could be, you know, their pocketbook. It could be, you know, they're just not,
yes,
they don't want to put out the money. I hear that over and over again. You know, I don't want to put out the money for a service, or it costs too much to eat healthy. I hear that a lot. But in the long run, you're going to pay later. You're going to pay later on if you don't take care of yourself. And it's going to be in insurance. It's going to be in, hopefully not, but medical services. You know, so it is so crucial to just get the word out. And I believe at an early age, and that's why I came out with these books.
Yes.
If we
well,
start
that's
from
the point. That's
the
idea, the early education in a way that the kids can have fun with it, really learn about it. We're going to talk more about it. Talking with Donna Fatigato. It's the Sports Doctor. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. MVP Parent Magazine is special. Evidence-based topics on all areas of youth sports. Rich Dubin, a sports dad himself, takes his 3 decades of publishing. He just celebrated the 12th anniversary of the acclaimed LER, Lower Extremity Review magazine, one of Sports Doctor's key supporters, and he pours it into MVP Parent. Factual evidence-based info on such key topics like physical and mental training, nutrition, injury awareness, treatment, recovery, and prevention. I am proud to be a contributor to MVP Parent with the Sports Doctor is In article in each issue. Go to MVPParent.com. MVPParent.com. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness is a unique physical fitness experience whose breakthrough formula is built for all ages and abilities. Young or old, high-level athletes have special needs or seeking post-rehab and recovery therapy, Right Fit has a 15-year track record of measurable results. Right Fit has 2 Illinois locations, LaGrange and Willowbrook. No membership fees. Pay as you go. Go to right-fit.com, Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness, right-fit.com. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Hey, everybody. We are back live from Chicago. It is the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil. We are talking with lifestyle fitness coach, author, chef, Donna Sadagata, we were talking about her children's books. We were really focusing on the tremendous challenge we have in health and wellness in our society, how important it is to get the word out the earlier the better with the children, and they can become more aware of nutrition and activity and lifestyle. And we were talking with Donna with her Bucky and Daisy's Moody Adventures. Is that a three-book series, Donna?
It's four. Four books.
Four, okay. And yeah. What are the ages you find are tuned in to the world of children's books that they could both, you know, have read to them as well as read themselves? What's that thinking? How early?
Well, it puts it into a category of ages 2 to 8, but I really believe that, you know, up to 10 and even beyond would be good. But I do have to say that I did a story time at a bookstore this past weekend, and this 10-month-old little girl, little baby, she was so involved in this book. Every page, her eyebrows turned up, and I had these stuffies and stuffed animals of Bucky and Daisy, and she just wanted to keep grabbing them and holding them and hugging them. And everybody there was like, she really is listening to this book and she really loves it. And I believe that she knew what was happening.
Yeah, probably in 15 years, you'll see her at the Olympics, you know, in some way, shape or form with that kind of attention, man, who knows? The prodigy that you came across. But again, you know, whether you're getting families to walk together, it was always articles I wrote about, I called it Let's Get Them Walking. I wanted the schools to include walking as part of the children's curriculum. But you know what it's like to try to get the schools to add or subtract anything in our world. It's a real challenge. As you know, it wasn't all that long ago where we started to see challenges against having gym class or having these kids, you know, staying active. So this continues to this day to be a challenge. Like my first guest said, you know, people have to understand that competitive sports and school sports isn't physical fitness or wellness necessarily. So, again, getting the word out, I would imagine that the schools and the parents of the various organizations that you're speaking to would be excited about the fact of having something else to really have these children pay attention to.
Exactly. I have a lot of good things that are happening with these books, and I'm trying my best to get the word out, be associated with schools in particular, and I agree with you. Our bodies are made to move, not to keep still, and it is really disappointing that they're going away with some of the physical education for children in this day and age. I mean, it is so important, especially with how technology is so involved now. You know,
brutal.
Let's get them away.
Brutal.
Let's have them put their phones down, their tablets, down. And,
you know, it's amazing, Donna. We can't afford, as a society, we can't afford it. It costs 5 times more for a young child growing up with diabetes because of the concerns of lack of physical activity, terrible diet, excessive weight. We can't afford to have all of these kids with the high blood pressure, again, and diabetes problems that they're developing earlier and earlier because of, again, inactivity. Social media is brutal on all of us. So we can't see straight from the challenges, again, of these kids and all of us being addicted to the social media. So again, sponsoring some of these activities, like again my friend Teresa with her international kids yoga day and activity and walking and getting these families active, you know, makes a lot of sense. Setting good habits, and you've been pounding away with that, like you said, for decades with the adults, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Sometimes it's like a broken record, but you never give up. You always, you know, you keep trying to encourage people to, you know, to keep moving, to keep eating healthy, and, you know, and always remind them, you know, go back to your why should you do this? It's important to know that.
The pandemic has exploded on us in so many ways, including the incredible growth of Zoom and doing things virtually, which we never dreamed of, the explosion of telemedicine, for example. So I would imagine that the Zoom addition and people being able to do exercise virtually or at least be educated that way, that's got to be a big deal now.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I started doing Zoom classes for free when the pandemic began, and then I just, you know, tried to go back full swing, you know, not full swing right away, but try to go back to what my schedule was, and it never did go back completely because people did prefer to do some Zoom because this way they can watch the broadcast anytime they want. It's not like,
scared to go to the gym. You know, in Illinois, right. You know, my gym was closed. My hospital-based gym was closed for a year for the most part. And then when it came back, it's been very, very challenging for the whole fitness industry with masks and without masks. And a lot of people haven't gone back, so they're trying to exercise at home as best they can. So I would imagine that's become a big area in your world.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And I would hope during the pandemic that families would have, would have gotten together and have done some positive things during the pandemic. Enjoy, kitchen time with the children and, you know, cook with them and, you know, have a relaxation time with them or, you know, exercise,
Listen,
while they were stuck in the house.
How about listening to them, right? We gotta end on that note. I can't believe the time flew by, Donna Sadagato. Donna, give me again the website or the place to find out about you and the books.
DonnaSadagato.com. And you can find
Donna
the book
Sadagato,
there on my website.
SATIGADO.com. Right, we'll have to have you back, see how that's going. It's always great to have you, Donna. Thank you so much for joining me. Hold on, Donna. We'll be right back, everybody. Sports Talk.
Thank you.
If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.
Hey, everybody. MVP Parent Magazine is special. Evidence-based topics on all areas of youth sports. Rich Dubin, a sports dad himself, takes his 3 decades of publishing. He just celebrated the 12th anniversary of the acclaimed LER, Lower Extremity Review magazine, one of sports doctors' key supporters, and he pours it into MVP Parent. Factual evidence-based info on such key topics like physical and mental training, nutrition, injury awareness, treatment, recovery, and prevention. I am proud to be a contributor to MVP Parent with the Sports Doctor is In article in each issue. Go to MVPParent.com. MVPParent.com. Hey, everybody, welcome back. It's the Sports Doctor is In segment where we preview some upcoming shows, answer a few emails, feature a particular topic maybe in hashtag Hey Sports Parents, etc. We do have some great guests coming up as usual. One of podiatrists podiatry's great champions, Dr. Bruce Williams, gait analysis, shoe technology, and researcher. He'll be returning to the Sports Doctor. And then Matthew Morales, he is the author of Never Be Poor Again. He talks about the spiritual side and challenges of the whole financial world. Interesting stuff. The following week, day before Thanksgiving, I'm not going to give it away. We will have a replay of one of our past shows. The following week, kicking off December, Mary Rochford, physical therapist with Physical, PT, and Balance Centers. And then Oksana Lobich, we're going to be talking hypnosis, that whole world. Great stuff coming up. Again, everybody knows that the Sports Doctor is a huge supporter of charity events, non-profits. Again, last week was a great example with the director of Poland's leading zoo and their fitness activities. So this is something we really, really pay attention to. My first guest, Noah Perlis, is a big part of that whole connection. So we want to thank him for introducing us to that whole area. We've got some emails here. Tim says, you know those Skechers commercials, podiatry certified arch support. You know, Tim, for the most part, in a shoe, good idea. If it's comfortable, it could be helpful. The key is when you start trying to incorporate into mass-produced shoes, and this is one of the things that Dr. Williams is going to talk about next week, the whole 3D world. Sometimes you create as many problems as you prevent. It's not comfortable. The arch is too high. It's not enough, et cetera. But I used to tell my friends from New Balance, were a sponsor of the show for, gosh, about 4 or 5 years, not that long ago, I said, someone's going to beat you to it. Podiatry certified and there were Skechers. They did. As a rule, good idea. They've become a real prominent brand. And again, compared to not having any support at all, to step up. Jerry says, my daughters, now young adults, skated for years. They loved Evan Lysacek. Can you talk a little bit about him? I'd love to, Jerry. You know, Evan, the 2010 men's Olympic gold medal figure skating champion, was a little under 10 years old when I first saw him growing up in Naperville, Illinois. He was very, very special then. His coach, longtime figure skating colleague and frequent guest, Candy Brown Burek, had set him up for us to be screening some of these kids. And Evan was already a champion, novice champion at that age, was already flirting with triple jumps. And then he just started winning everything he came in contact with. And it was a tremendous ride with him all the way to the Olympic gold medal. And he was a great example of some of the challenges that we see today. He always seemed to be extremely fun-loving. He didn't seem to take it that over seriously. His parents, the late Don Lysacek, his mom Tanya, really, really orchestrated his career, and he really loved what he was doing. He ended up really, really combining the world of art with the world of skating, the whole area of performance, a very, very special kid. I can't believe it's 11 years since he won. If you go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com, if you go to newspaper articles and magazines, you'll see podiatry management. I wrote an article about podiatry, about Evan and orthotics, right after the Olympics, so you could check that out. Rich says, I'm 55 years old and running about 10 years. Doctor said, I've got tarsal tunnel. I've got some of those symptoms, the shooting pain in and out of the arch. Is it always a surgical problem? No, Rich, it isn't. Many times we can treat. Tarsal tunnel is an entrapment, a pressure on the main nerve, one of the main nerves, that runs down along the inside of the ankle into the arch of the foot. If it's compressed, if it's aggravated, it could give us symptoms, numbness, stinging, shooting pains, etc. Often, if we pay big attention to the mechanics, if we control excessive pronation, for example, that might be aggravating this condition, like with orthotics, we can really, really help. Physical therapy can help. Injection therapy can help. So if you've been told that you need surgery as the first opinion, get another opinion. You might. But there's great success with conservative management. I want to talk a little bit, if we have a minute, the book, Hashtag Hey Sports Parents. The last part of the book is some feedback from some sports parents. Kurt Mango, both his daughters became Division I players, one volleyball, one soccer. Nancy Ryan, Chloe Ryan, her daughter, became a solo national ice dance champion. And they share some of the challenges, some of the stories of their daughters in this particular case, and the tremendous challenges, both as a family, both with the children themselves, playing serious sports at early ages is something that we talk about a lot on the Sports Doctor, and getting some of these parents to share some of their histories. Again, Timur Halligan, and he's been a coach of some of the tennis great juniors, champions over the years. Both his daughters are very serious players to this day. And he shares a lot of his feedback in these kinds of areas. Again, preventing overuse injuries, both physically and mentally, with these kids. The mental pressures of competition, the mental pressures of not only the coach, but including the parents, often is problematic. So the feedback of some of the parents is a great idea, along with the section with 8 different experts. Again, mental training, physical training, coaching, parenting, all of this feedback from some nutrition, from some of these experts in all of these different areas, the section. And again, it's still available on Amazon, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. Promise everybody that the following issue, whenever we get it done, again, my co-author, Sharkey Zartman, Hall of Fame volleyball player and coach, and a kinesiology professor, and she is a talk show host with Healthy Life Radio. She wrote the first segment, Sports Parenting 101, but the sequel has got to be Sports Parents and Sports Grandparents. You know, there's great cartoons in the book, and you got to remind me next week. I got to mention who that gal is who did this with Sharky, these cartoons, about 20 of them. And one of the first cartoons is stick figures are ranting and raving and yelling and cheering outside of a stadium. And the guy comes out, he says, wow, these parents are nuts. And the guy says, what do you mean? It's grandparents. So it's a category. We got to include it. So everybody, thank you very much. Thanks our friends at BBS Radio. See you next week. It's the Sports Doctor. Thank you.